All right, Al, sounds good. Yeah, I had to break down and buy an MD-380 because I sold all my DMR equipment, and I wasn't thinking that I needed a DMR radio to reprogram another MMDVM board. So I sold all that stuff, and then I had to break down and buy another TYT MD-380. So that came today. I'm charging it. So I'm all prepared for the new MMDVM board that will be here on Monday. Scott sent it to the wrong address by accident. I had to contact him on the phone. He's very nice. I like him. And we got it all straightened out. It'll definitely be here on Monday. And he was definitely helpful with that. But he did ask. He goes, Mike, I noticed that you bought a few of these boards. Where are they all going? I said, well, the other board blew up, the one you just sent me here in January. He says, oh, that sucks. He goes, is it a warranty issue? I said, no. This has something to do with some guy that's selling a transfer switch to me on eBay. And he blew the board up. And he goes, yeah, some people don't know what they're doing, which is true. anyway, I was going to tell you that, oh, yeah, the repeater site, even, the nine-hour talk time on the repeater is a lot more than that since the repeater's solar. So, yeah, I got solar over there, too. It charges the battery and then maintains the battery, float charges it, and just that's whatever. I don't have a load on it anymore, so it does whatever. And when it switches over to emergency power, it's interrupted and doesn't drag. If I'm talking on the repeater or whatever, it'll just switch over, and I won't even notice it, which is good. I don't want to deal with any of it down there. And it takes care of everything, including the cameras, the controller, the bridge, everything. I don't have to do nothing anymore. It's all self-contained. What I need to do now is get that MMDVM board back up there and get rid of the All-Star side. Anyway, all right, very good. We'll chat with you later. I know you want to go and take a cat nap. I like that, too. Anyway, 73 W6AAX KE6GBK.